Terrorists are plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter have been kidnapped. And people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer. This is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
Secret Service thinks the photographer may have been in on the assassination attempt. He hasn't been seen since the breakfast. He was using the name Martin Belkin. Follow up and report back to me in 30 minutes. I promised Division a threat assessment on Senator Palmer by noon. Check with Secret Service. I don't want any overlap. Still no sign of Jack?
Nothing.
Here.
Yeah, it's Kevin. Something's come up. Meet me at the Nordhoff garage.
That's very inconvenient. I'm already on my way to the airport.
This can't wait. Meet me there as soon as possible.
All right. Mark, I have a change of plans. I'm going to be meeting someone in the parking garage at the corner of Nordhoff and Willingham. Do you hear me? Who are you? Where's Mark? What's going on here? Stop the car. Stop the car!
Give me the phone through the divider. Easy. Now.
Get up against the door and sit on your hands.
Who are you? What do you want, money? I don't have much with me, but I'm sure I could find some.
Shut up. My name is Jack Bauer. Since midnight, my wife and daughter have been missing. I have reason to believe they're being held by a colleague of yours, a man named Gaines. Where are they?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where's my wife and daughter?
For God's sakes, I'm just a businessman.
That's right, an ordinary businessman riding around in a bulletproof limousine.
Yes, for protection.
From what?
People like you.
This is your last chance. Where is my family?
I swear to you, I don't know what you're talking about.
You're a very good liar. But I've seen better. You stay put.
Myers.
Hey, it's me. Can you talk?
Let me open a secure line. Okay, we're clear.
Has Terry called back yet?
No.
What's Green doing?
She's making herself at home in your office.
She talked to you yet?
Yes. I told her I severed all ties with you. From now on, I play on the side of the angels.
She buy any of it?
Not a word.
I've got Kofel.
What do you mean, got?
I've got him in the back of his limousine.
Has he told you anything?
I'm working on it.
In other words, you've kidnapped him.
Nina, he's the only link to Terry and Kim that I've got.
Jack, you don't even know if you've got the right Ted Kofel.
Every time I talk to you, you seem to go further out on a limb.
Nina, from the second they were taken, you tell me one thing I could have done differently.
I don't know. I guess you're right, but Jack, I just don't know how much longer I can cover for you.
Nina, please. Just focus and stay calm. I need you right now. Look, I don't think Kofel's gonna be easy to break. I need your help.
You want me to put together an interrogation profile in what, 15 minutes?
I'll give you about five. Nina, if I can't break Kofel, I won't be able to find my family. Do you understand?
I'll do what I can.
Thank you. I'm gonna look for a place to lay low for a while.
I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
If he doesn't, the people that work for him will.
Hell, they don't know where we are. We don't even know where we are.
They were tracing the call, Kim.
Did they find our location before the battery went dead?
Well, we have to hope that they did.
Sorry about the phone.
Thank you for helping us. We were hoping...
I don't want to know anything. Trust me, it's better for you if I don't know anything.
What do you mean?
Eli sent me in here to get information from you guys, but can't tell him what I don't know, right? So, whatever's going on, don't tell me about it.
What's he gonna do to you? Rick!
What'd they say?
Nothing, man.
Dude, don't hold out on me, man. I told you, they don't trust me. I saw the way that chick looks at you. She must have said something. Who was that guy I talked to? It was her father, wasn't it?
They wouldn't say.
You're lying!
Stop it! Leave him alone!
I was reviewing the report on the passenger list. There was an anomaly in first class?
Yeah, the manifest had been altered to make it look like there was an empty seat, but we don't think there was one.
Who was actually in the seat?
The photographer, Martin Belkin.
So the real photographer was killed in the explosion?
And the assassin took his place at the breakfast. He was enough of a lookalike to fool security, and according to Secret Service, he had a legitimate ID, not a forgery.
How'd he get it?
That we're still working on. Myers?
Hey, it's me.
Hi, Bill. Can you hang on a minute? It's Bill Warner at the Bureau. Shall I call him back?
No. I need to speak to him. Let me have the phone.
Alberta, I've got something you should probably take a look at.
Tell Bill I'll call him later.
The hitter's connection to Germany may actually lead to the Balkans. Our sources indicate our guy's probably a Macedonian national.
Hey. I'm here.
Bad timing?
No problem. I just could have used a few more minutes.
I wish I had him. Give me what you got.
The guy's flight originated out of Asia.
He's the oldest of three children. His father died when he was a boy. Means he learned responsibility early. In college at 16, intelligent. First in his class. Vice president of a company 3 years later. Okay, so he's ambitious, driven, maybe too much so. He has a heart condition.
I know, I've got his pills.
He's very organized. No charities, no... He's not generous with time or money, anal. I'm guessing he's passive-aggressive, control freak.
So basically make him sweat it out for a little while, assume control, and then behave erratically.
Yeah. Take care. One more thing. A hunch, really. I mean, with people this tightly wound, the threat of pain can be more effective than pain itself.
Okay, I've got it.
Jack, this is all just guesswork. I could have done a lot more if I'd had a little time.
Nina, you did great. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay.
Doesn't have to take long. It's up to you. Do you know a man named Penikoff? How about Alan York? David Palmer?
Of course he's running for president.
The attempt on his life has failed. The perpetrators will be in custody soon. You've already been implicated. If you cooperate with me now, I might be able to help you.
I can only repeat, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Your hands are sweating.
Of course, I'm scared.
Who are you meeting on your way to the airport?
A man named Kevin Carroll.
Who is he?
He's a businessman like myself. He sells machine tools.
Why were you meeting him in a parking garage?
It was his choice. I don't know why. I told you everything I know.
Hey, it's me. Run a background check on a Kevin Carroll. Allegedly a machine tool salesman. Probably an alias. Yep. String of prisons in northern Siberia. Russians didn't have a lot of high-tech equipment up there, so they kind of had to make do with what was around. Sort of like what I'm doing right now. You probably don't think that I could force this towel down your throat. But trust me, I can. All the way. Except I hold on to this one little bit at the end. When your stomach starts to digest it, I pull it out. Taking your stomach lining with it. Most people, they take about a week to die. It's very painful.
What kind of man are you?
I don't want to hurt you. But I will do everything that I have to do to protect my family.
I want to show you something. It's in my wallet. Mr. Bauer, believe me, if I knew something that would help you, weren't telling you.
Found power?
No, but we're doing everything possible. Scanning police frequencies, checking hospitals, and I'm still expecting to hear from a contact inside the CTU.
And if Bauer comes here, as you suggested earlier?
Oh, we'll be ready for him.
An American operation, we thought we needed an American crew. Perhaps we undervalued our own capabilities. I'm pulling the plug on you.
Yeah, I mean, I
you
got
were
everything.
Supposed to frame Bauer for the assassination of David Palmer, but Palmer's still alive. You don't even know where Bauer is, correct?
No, but I'm gonna...
You failed.
For over a year now, you've been saying how important this is. Now you're just gonna quit?
Quit? Of course not. We have a contingency plan. Bauer and Palmer will both be dead by the end of the day.
You never said anything to me about a contingency plan.
It doesn't involve you.
Look, just give me a little more time to find Bauer. You know, till noon. It's not even 2 hours.
I'll give you 30 minutes. If you don't find Bauer by then, I take over. Your last task will be to kill his wife and daughter and pull your people out. Is it that way, Hassan? Кадет это. Добро. Я вижу, что сейчас мы спрашиваем.
I like your education program, but with all due respect, I do have one or two suggestions.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Dave.
Well, I'm not one to say that teachers shouldn't be accountable for their performance, but...
You know, would you excuse me for just a moment?
Sure.
Hello, David. Since you fired me from your staff, I assume this is a social call?
I need to talk to you in person.
Why is that?
I got a very disturbing call today a little while ago.
Oh?
I was told that George Ferragamo's life may be in danger.
Now, who told you that? Frank Ames? You know what an old lady he is. Just don't pay any attention to him.
I need to talk to you now.
It's a pretty busy day for me, David.
I know a few things about you, Carl. Things you don't want spread around.
Are you threatening me? Is that what it's come to after all these years?
It's come to whatever it takes to get you over here now.
Where are you?
Grant Elementary, in the valley.
I'll be there by 11.
Nina Myers.
Hey, it's me.
You got anything on Kevin Carroll yet?
Yeah, I show 6 Kevin Carrolls. One does, in fact, work for a machine tool company.
It's a cover. It's gotta be.
There's another possibility. Maybe you've got the wrong Ted Koeffel.
No, he was implicated in Jamie's file, along with Gaines.
That file was partially erased. We can't rely on its information. I think you're making a mistake.
Nina, there's something about this guy. This is not a mistake.
Jack, I know you think he's all you've got, but... maybe that's affecting your judgment.
Okay, thanks. See your friend Kevin Carroll.
Shadow Bear to him back. Oh, you want a real time? Yeah. Yeah.
Looks like they're getting ready to leave.
Mom, what's wrong?
It's nothing, honey. I'm all right.
Did you stop saying that? You're not all right. What did he do to you?
Nothing, nothing. I've been having this pain in my stomach.
How bad?
It comes and goes. I can manage.
I should go tell somebody.
No.
Mom, you need help.
I said no. Your father is coming, and until then, we have to be strong.
How's the food?
Oh, better than what we used to eat. You two went to the same elementary school?
Oh, we've known each other all our lives.
And still as much in love as ever.
Thank you so much. I am due at another school, but it's been wonderful meeting you and all those great kids.
Thank you.
Would you excuse us a second?
Of course.
I need to know if you've talked to Carl since I fired him.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. What did you talk about?
I asked him if he could find a way to stop Maureen Kingsley from airing the story about Keith. He said he would.
Mm-hmm. What did he say exactly?
As near as I can remember, something about taking care of the evidence against Keith.
You didn't think that was worth mentioning to me.
I wasn't sure what he meant, David.
I'm trying to believe that when you deceived me 7 years ago, it was a one-time thing.
Thank you all so much.
This isn't making it any easier.
That is so unfair.
See you later.
Now, David, I don't know how important this is, but you asked me to have someone check on Jack Bauer, the guy at the breakfast.
Yes, what did you find?
Typical agency file, lots of gaps, classified.
Was one of those gaps in the summer about 2 years ago?
How'd you know?
We'll get into that later. Right now, we've got other things to deal with.
Up to the other seat. Now!
Average businessman with a microtech halo in his car.
Shubri. Idi ubestraku.
What'd you just say? Say it again.
Say it again! Or I'll break your other wrist. This is not Corfe.
What are you, from Belgrade? You got family there?
You deserve everything that's happening to you.
What do you know about what's happening to me?
There's only one thing that you need to know, Bauer. You will pay. Kurve, you will pay.
Who are you? Who are you? What's the matter? Is it your heart? I got your medicine right here. All I want is a little information. Where is my wife and daughter?
Where is my family? I'll give you the medicine. Tell me where my family is.
God. Take the medicine. No. 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 Please. Where's my wife and family? Please. Please. Where is my wife and daughter? Please. Don't die. Don't die.
There's no way you could have seen that coming.
How am I gonna find Terry and Kim?
The man he's meeting, Kevin Carroll. Maybe he knows something.
If he shows up, he's already late. Nina, there's something very wrong about this whole situation. This is not just about David Palmer. This is personal. They're coming after me.
What's the connection between you and Palmer? Are you and Kofel?
I don't know. Look, this is what I want you to do. I want you to dig deeper into Kofel's background. Check out his extended family. I also want you to access my field assignment files.
They're classified.
I know. Find your way in. I want you to check out an assignment I had 2 years ago. I was in Belgrade, then Kosovo. It was called Operation Nightfall. And I want you to cross-check everything that you find out from that with Kofel's file. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, do it now. Come on, Jack. Come on. Pull yourself together. Come on.
What's this?
Nothing. Just act like you're interested. Look, Alberta probably thinks we're already helping Jack, right?
She can't prove it.
Why don't we just come clean, tell her what's going on?
Jack says no.
Maybe you should stop thinking about Jack and start thinking about yourself.
It's Jack's family, so it's Jack's call. After what happened with Jamie, we don't know who we can trust.
All right, come on. Green may be a hard ass, but I don't think she's dirty.
I agree, but she does things by the book. If we tell her what's going on, she's gonna call division, and before you know it, there's gonna be 30 people in the loop. If just one of them is another Jamie.
Kim. Kim, honey. Wake up. You can't fall asleep. Come on.
Why? Hey.
Because if Dad comes, we might have to move quickly. Come on.
We need to move on.
No, Kimberly, come on.
Mom, I'm tired.
I know you're tired, honey, and you've been very brave. You just have to stay that way a little while longer. Kimberly, we can't miss our chance.
Are you okay?
Take it. It's Dan's. He left it in the van. It's loaded. That's all I can do. And I'm sorry about getting you into this. I'm sorry about everything.
What are we supposed to do? Shoot our way out?
We're alive. I'm not giving up. Neither are you. Right?
Right.
Or is it Kevin? Where's my wife? Where's my wife?
She's safe.
And my daughter?
Safe.
Where? Don't make this any harder than it has to be.
Oh, I was just about to say the same thing to you.
But I'm the man with the gun.
If you kill me, how are you gonna find your family?
Who said anything about killing?
I'm pretty good at withstanding pain. But if you don't get there soon, it may be too late. Since you are no longer any use to us, Jack, there's no reason to keep your family alive. So we need to come to an agreement.
I'm listening.
You let me go, I tell you where they are.
As soon as I know they are safe, I'll let you go. You've got my word on it.
Your word? That works for me.
We are talking about my family. Do you understand me? All I want is to get them back. So, as soon as I know they are safe, I will let you go. That is the agreement.
And if I say no,
we'll find out how good you really are at withstanding some pain.
Power's up. Kill Bauer's wife and daughter. Our contingency doesn't involve them.
Eli. Tell the drivers to make their final preparations. Kill the women.
I'm well aware that all too often these days you have to be surrogate parents as well as teachers.
What can be done about that at the federal level?
That's a good question. The one Mike has become quite an expert on in the last few years, haven't you?
I've been in charge of preparing our position paper on education, and I have reached some conclusions I think you'll find interesting.
Wonderful.
Studies have proven that parental involvement.
What's this about Ferragamo?
What difference does it make as long as you're protected?
What difference does it make? That someone may be murdered?
I didn't say anything about murder.
You didn't deny it either.
Okay, I deny it. Satisfied? David, power has a price, and that price has to be paid, always.
Spare me the civics lesson. I will not permit anyone to be harmed in any way in the name of my candidacy.
You don't permit or not permit anything. Don't you understand that by now? These are very serious people, David. They didn't put all this time and money behind you to let things fall apart now. They'll find someone to do what they need done.
Can't believe you used to work for me.
I never worked for you. You and I have always worked for them.
You, maybe. Not me.
Information, how can I direct your call?
Yes, give me the number on a Dr. George Ferragamo. Just put me through immediately, please.
Dad isn't coming, is he?
I don't know, baby.
So I guess your time's up. Don't worry, I'll make it fast.
Oh, no!
Whoever knew he came in to kill us was expecting two shots. That was the second shot.
What do we do now?
We hide the body.
Left here. Where are we headed? Where are we headed? Just drive straight.
I'm taking you to your family.